One of the keys to becoming what I call a controller is really understanding the rules of your mind power. Those people that know and use the laws of persuasion and influence protect themselves from all worries and can achieve all that they desire. Because once you understand how powerful you can be, and again, when we look at this concept of using hypnotic influence, it's really no different than any other skill that we've used in our lives up to date. I mean, you use whatever you need to do in order to influence people. So, see, this program is going to be responsible for helping you to become a better person. And it's also going to be responsible for you to be able to help other people. So, when people initially see hypnotic influence, covert persuasion, they look at it sometimes from a negative standpoint and say, well, gee whiz, that's something that could manipulate somebody in the wrong way. And that's correct. You could do that. But I always teach people that you might as well do it in a win-win situation, because anytime you hurt somebody, it's going to come back to you. Let's just face it. That's the way it works. And so my goal with this program is to teach you how to really have a nuclear arsenal of weapons at your disposal with which to influence people, with which to be able to persuade people, no matter what line of worker you're in, no matter if you're looking to do this for whatever reason. I mean, you're going to become good. I mean, there's going to be some people that I've trained over the years that want to become stage hypnotists and want to do this as a profession. They want to eventually go into clinical hypnotherapy and things of that nature. Now, I don't come at this from a hypnotherapy standpoint, because I believe that there's a lot of things that they leave on the table in terms of persuasion. I mean, they're primarily more into the hypnotic protocol, which is important. You can look online and you can see all kind of courses like that. They take forever. They're very expensive. And I dare to say you probably won't learn as much as you're going to learn what you're going to learn here. And so what I want you to be able to do is I want you to be able to eliminate fear and doubt in your life in terms of your abilities and learn how to become a controller. I talked about becoming a controller in manipulation, and I would be remiss if I did not mention becoming a controller here, because I believe that's really what we're talking about. And when we talk about becoming a controller, we're not talking about controlling other people, because quite frankly, you can't really control other people. They have to actually give you control. And that's really the power of hypnotic influence, is the fact that you're getting people to give control over to you. But before you can do that, you've got to really learn to become a controller yourself. If you can't control yourself, how in the world do you expect people to want to actively give control over to you? And so you have to have that mindset of a leader, that mindset of a controller, that will enable you to be able to use hypnotic influence. If you don't have that attitude, and we are going to cover more of the attitude in one of the other sections, but I'll tell you what, it is so important that you get your head, you know, to the point where you really are powerful inside your own head. It doesn't matter if anybody else thinks you're powerful. It matters if you think, because if you think you're powerful, you will be able to transfer that information to somebody else, no problem at all. That's really the key. It's really a confidence game. Hypnosis, hypnotic influence, covert persuasion, any kind of persuasion is a confidence game. People that are good in sales, they usually have a high level of confidence. They're able to go into a client and share that confidence with the client. The client purchases from them because of that confidence that they can rely on them. That's why they do it. Well, as we start teaching you how to become more and more confident with your own abilities, then you are going to be able to go out and do the same thing. Now, here's the thing, is that in order for you to get this information to work for you, you're going to have to need to do a couple things. Number one, you're going to need to have to practice this stuff all the time. Okay, this, like I said, this is not just something you listen to and it's a subliminal suggestion and all of a sudden you're a supreme hypnotic influencer. It's not going to happen that way. You're going to have to put some flight time in. I don't know how much time you're going to have to devote to it, but you have to devote enough time that you get the concepts down. I'll also say that there's more concepts in this program than you could probably possibly use. And so as you go through the program, like I said before, you need to pick and choose which ones fit best with your personality, fit best with where you're at. Because if you try to do everything, you're going to end up not doing good at anything. And so what I do is I'll be the first to tell you that there's probably a few things that I do all the time. I won't tell you what they are because I don't want anyone to take a look at me and say, okay, that's what he does, because everything that I do is going to be different than what you do, in the sense of our personalities are different. The way we look at things is going to be a little different. So I'm kind of allowing you the flexibility and the freedom to carve your own path of what you're doing. When you go through this, it's going to be like learning pretty much a foreign language. I mean, you're going to have to go through this information and start learning how to speak again, because some of the ways that we're going to present this hypnotic language is going to be different than what you've probably spoken like before. And some people, as you start to talk to them, they'll probably say, hey, you sound different to me. Now, that's people you know, but people that you don't know, the ones maybe you're trying to influence, they don't know you, so you can speak a little differently. But we're not going to do it so much that you're like a robot. We're going to do it so that we can adjust it into your particular personality. And not only is it like learning a foreign language, it's like being an actor, going out, learning your lines, and playing a role. Well, we want you to become that role, but it is going to be like that. And so it is going to take some time and effort to do it. I would suggest you get a tape recorder, or if you can do it on your computer, that's certainly something you can do as well. But I want you to get a tape recorder and start to record yourself. If you do some of this, you can practice it on the telephone, and you could record your telephone messages that you're leaving with people and telephone conversations you have. And so there's many different tools that you can use, and I'll get into that when we get into the toolbox section. But you want to set yourself up so that you have all the tools at your disposal. Now, whatever you put serious effort into, your subconscious mind will believe. You've got your subconscious and your conscious mind. What we're going to be looking to do is influence other people's subconscious mind. Of course, before we do that, again, we have to be able to influence our own so that we can really grasp the fact that we can do what we're saying we're going to do. And your subconscious mind believes what you tell it, but only believes what you tell it when you believe what you tell it, if that makes sense. And so you can tell the subconscious mind anything you want, whether it's true or false. It will believe it based on your belief. And as we start to deal with other people's subconscious mind, the same thing will be true. You can pretty much tell their subconscious mind something, and if you believe it, they will in return believe it. Okay, conviction doesn't necessarily come from mental rehearsal, but by physical experience. So as you start to experience more, you're going to gain that conviction of what exactly you're doing here in this entire process. And when that starts to come together, you're going to start to have a better understanding of where you fit inside of this entire scope of hypnosis, hypnotic influence, covert persuasion. A lot of times people ask me, why is this not just called hypnosis course? Because hypnosis is a little bit different in terms of hypnotic influence and covert persuasion. Covert persuasion is where we're going to be teaching you how to persuade someone without them really knowing it. That's why it's covert. Whereas hypnosis, for the most part, if you go to a therapist, they'll sit you in a chair and they'll tell you, hey, I'm going to put you into a hypnotic trance, and they take you through that process. A lot of the things that we're going to be doing is going to be behind the scenes, which means we're going to be coming at people from a different direction. We're not gonna actually do a hypnotic induction, sit them in a chair, and those kind of things. Now, you will be encouraged to do hypnotic inductions, but only from the standpoint of a learning experience and having a training partner. That's the other thing. If you can get a training partner, it's going to make your job a lot easier with this entire program. So remember some of these things, is that you want to get to the point where your attitude and confidence level are extremely high, and that you have that attitude of a controller. When you have the attitude of a controller, you can make anything happen.